As an example of a few toxins, plants make a compound called ricin. This particular plant is our castor oil plant. It's a protein, so a polypeptide. Each polypeptide molecule destroys a cell. So this used to be the secret police weapon over in Bulgaria. When they wanted to take people out, they'd use ricin. It's been used quite widely. It's not very hard to extract this material out of castor oil plant, and it is pretty potent. The tetrodotoxin we talked about this morning, this guy then is a toxicant from animals, is got an LD50 value of 10 micrograms per kilogram, which is extremely low. And so as I mentioned, we've got quite a few fatal errors out there with the preparation of our pufferfish. The aflatoxin is an abbreviation for Aspergillus flavus toxin. And back in 1960, there were thousands and thousands of birds which died in Turkey, and so it was named Turkey X disease for a while. And then they discovered it was actually a fungus which was producing this aflatoxin that was wiping out the birds. So the use of chemicals on the planet and their diversity has increased markedly since the Industrial Revolution got going, and the big industries in Germany, Japan, US, etc., started pumping out all sorts of modern chemicals for various functions. So the ones that we're going to look at will be PCBs that we talked about in the tube, polychlorinated biphenyls, PAHs, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. We'll go through pesticides, which is going to cover then insecticides, herbicides, fungicides, and rodenticides, and dioxins and related compounds. So these then are pretty potent sort of toxins. This is a line that I was referring to this morning. Paracelsus then, way back in the 1600s, indicated that the key thing about a chemical is the dose in terms of deciding if it's a poison.